بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Question regarding zakat. When will zakat be obligatory and how will one work out and calculate one's zakat date? Question: when will zakat be obligatory on a person? And how should one work out one's zakat date? The answer: the first day a person acquires such wealth upon which zakat is compulsory. For example, cash, jewelry, etc. So the first day a person acquires wealth, such wealth upon which zakat is compulsory, and that wealth equals the nisab, and the wealth remains with him for an entire lunar year, then after the passing of one entire lunar year, zakat will be wajib on that wealth. Again, the first day a person acquires such wealth upon which zakat is wajib, and that wealth equals the nisab amount, and that wealth remains with a person for an entire lunar year, then after the passing of one lunar year, zakat will now be wajib on that wealth. For example, Zaid acquired 5,000 rands, which just as an example is the nisab amount. So assuming the nisab amount is 5,000 rand, and Zaid now became the owner of 5,000 rand on the 1st of Muharram 1439. So Zaid became the owner of the nisab amount, for example 5,000 rand, on the 1st of Muharram 1439. This wealth remained with him for an entire lunar year. On the 1st of Muharram 1440, after Hijrah, zakat will be wajib on that money, on that wealth. Now it should be understood that if a person's wealth fluctuated, it decreased perhaps during the course of the year. For example, Zaid had 5,000 rand on the 1st of Muharram 1439. And in the course of the year, that wealth decreased and went, for example, it went down to 1,000 rand. But at the end of the lunar year, after 1 year, on the 1st of Muharram 1440, if Zaid now has the nisab amount at that point in time, for example, at that date the nisab amount was 6,000, and Zaid has 6,000 or more than 6,000, zakat will be wajib. So again, it should be remembered that if in the course of the year the wealth fluctuated, a person's wealth decreased, it went lesser than the nisab amount, but after 1 year, at the end of that year, whatever the nisab amount may be, if he is now at that time in possession of the nisab amount or more than that, zakat will be wajib. If at that time he was not in possession of the nisab amount, zakat will not be wajib. However, if in the course of the year all the money was depleted, everything was spent and nothing remained, now we will not work on that zakat date any longer, but rather when he once again acquires the nisab amount, from then onwards we will calculate, we will wait 1 year, and that will now be his new zakat date. So again, for example, Zaid on the 1st of Muharram 1439, he had the nisab amount. By the 1st of Ramadan, for example, all that money was spent and nothing was left. On the 1st of Shawwal, a month later, Zaid once again acquired the nisab amount, whatever it may be at that time. For example, 5,500. So on the first of Shawwal, he acquired the nisab amount, for example, 5,500. Now his zakat date has changed. His zakat year will now commence on the first of Shawwal, 1439. The next year, which is 1440, first Shawwal, 1440, 1 year later, if at that point in time, Zayd now has the nisab amount, or more than the nisab amount, then he will pay the zakat.